Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and you're listening to the Affair Recovery EMS and AR Library call, and it's January 27, 2014. I want to welcome everybody, and we've got two questions today, so let's begin with the first. Thank you for responding to my past questions. Since I did not return home immediately after our EMS weekend, my husband became angry. He was having cancer treatment, and he began turning to his AP for emotional and medical support. When we began our reconciliation after EMS, he promised she would be totally and completely out of our lives. He says she was there for him when I was not. He doesn't want to hurt her again, and they are just friends. I believe he frequently texts her, occasionally telephones her, maybe has had lunch with her in a public restaurant several times. Since I am with him every day and night, trying to be the one to give him emotional and physical support during his cancer treatment, I'm hoping he will in time no longer need her friendship. In my mind, I've decided to give our relationship 6 months. From this time, I'm trying to be supportive of him during his treatment and not expecting very much emotionally. I feel he is still seeking her out through texts and telephone calls, maybe even lunches. I'm having a very difficult time allowing this to happen without voicing my opinion often. He knows how I feel about his continuance of their relationship. Do I just continue to be positive and upbeat in our relationship? Do I ask him about his friendship relationship? You know, experience, and I don't want to go there again. One of the things I would do is ask him when would be a time the two of you could broach that subject. Because if you first off just ask and get his permission to even talk about it, then he's going to be an active piece of what's going to be said, what's going on. If you just approach him at this point start telling him what you feel, he's not going to be nearly as engaged. Second, one of the things I believe that really touched him to begin with was when he was able to be compassionate and empathetic about your position. And there's probably two things you could do. I don't know if you have been involved in the Beyond EMS calls or if you could even get involved in Beyond EMS at this point. But one, joining a Beyond EMS call would be a good solution because it makes him start remembering some of the things that happened there. I would, since you're giving it 6 months, certainly not going to a place of trying to convince him, but if you can have that other conversation with him, I would just say, look, I understand that I hurt you when I didn't come back immediately, and I am sympathetic to that. At the same time, here's how that makes me feel. And just really pour out your heart about your pain and leave it there. And, you know, I would not – I mean, obviously, he's got to make his decision. And at 6 months, if he's, you know, not out of there with that other relationship, then – I understand you may, you know, probably will need to move on. I would let him know that it's not something that you can live with and you understand if that's that important to him, but I would not do it in out of anger, but having a very rational conversation. And you might even suggest in this case that there might be benefit if he'd be willing to call and talk to me about it. I would love to talk with him And maybe just that would be enough, his processing through it, to help him gain some clarity about all of this. I know this is a very difficult conversation, but begin by asking him if he would be willing to talk and make it very rational, not emotional, your pain, how it hurts, and how in the long run it's not something you can live with, and you understand, you know, if, again, you can understand if his decision, but as long as you're not making demands, put it in his court so that he's got to be the one doing something and responding. And hopefully something good will come from that. Again, tell him I would love to talk to him if he would be interested. Second question. We are at 12 months from discovery and 8 from our EMS weekend. I see this pattern of pleasing versus loving creeping back into our daily lives. I see it sucking us back down, but each time I try to approach the topic, I am met with defensiveness. Often, I'm given the list of all the things my spouse has done recently that are loving, chores, acts of kindness, followed by a list of unloving things I've done, of complimentary recognition that I too had acted lovingly by doing or saying, except XYZ example. I feel like the old pattern of measuring love given and not received is creeping back in. Recently, when I asked my spouse what my spouse needed most, they answered to be loved. I feel that answer indicates we've gotten away from the healthy definition of marriage we embraced at EMS, and we're creeping back toward the validation love he was always sure he never received prior to our weekend. That thinking took him admiring sweetie and listened and adored everything he said. Can you elaborate on how to best address this to avoid more defensiveness, or worse yet, having to endure another lengthy monologue about all the love given that isn't recognized, appreciated, but instead in a way that we can see that we're simply momentarily off our focus and that we share common goals. So really, it's almost transcending that conversation. I don't know that you can have that conversation without almost taking the wrong focus. Remember that in pleasing versus loving, the real goal is for both of you to work at trying to enjoy one another. Because if you enjoy your husband, I can guarantee you, if he senses you enjoy being with him or you enjoy time with him, it's that act of enjoyment that lets another person know that they mean something to you. Interestingly, if you try to please someone, in the long run, they get to determine how successful you are. But with enjoyment, if you truly enjoy him, then you get to be the one who determines whether or not you're successful. And I suspect the more he senses you enjoy being with him and that you light up when you see him and he sees that you're having fun with him, that some of this issue begins to slowly fade away. And I hope that he would begin to enjoy you more. The question that you would ask in here I thought was interesting. When you said, when I asked my spouse what my spouse needed most, they answered to be loved. Even that question of what do you need most, oftentimes we think to be loved. I understand that our love languages are very different. That's why I believe that enjoyment and a culture of appreciation. One of the things you may also do, and I would suggest this for both of you, is try to state what you appreciate about each other on a daily basis. I would actually try to find three times a day that you can tell him how much you appreciate him and something he's done. I would begin doing that, not even asking for that in return, or I would get some, read anything together by like John Gottman. Any good, The Marriage Benefit is another really good book. The Marriage Benefit, find a book for the two of you to begin reading together so that you're spending positive times. And sometimes you can do something like a book like this, just while you're driving in the car, giving you a chance to talk about something different. That begins to provide a way for you to see it differently and respond differently to one another. And if you can do that, I believe you get off this whole thing of pleasing versus loving, and you begin talking about probably more constructive things. But the other piece is remember just to enjoy and then to keep a culture of appreciation. Hopefully that'll be a good start. If you know, you may also find that doing some marriage counseling might help, and or even a marriage course through church, but things that put you with other couples that allow you to keep working on what keeps us healthy. Remember that much of what the two of you want to focus on is what are the healthy behaviors of marriage we can do that help us to continue to grow. Hopefully that'll give you a little direction, some help. I wish you the best, and just work it, enjoying and appreciating, and see if that alone, it may not be enough to shift things. So that's the end of our questions today. I hope everybody has a great week, and I look forward to the questions next week to healing. Yes, honey. I had to take something off, and I just haven't had a chance to take it off yet.
John, this is Rick Reynolds. I just wanted to get this service from a tractor. I was going to see if you had like the amount of leaves and sugar. And one of the things that happened, the cap to my hydraulic fill hole got knocked off, and it rained, and I'm not sure if you got any water, but I'd sure like to change out the hydraulic fluid just in case. It said 150 hours, so it said do something, but also not wanted to have that hydraulic fluid checked out. Whenever is good for you. Okay. Now, I want you to be there. Y'all can come, whatever. Yes, it's 248 Dry Creek Road. And John, will you call? I'm sorry. Yes, 512-699-0679. And when you call, you will hear my answering. When my answer says I don't leave a message, you can leave a message. Okay. You've answered. Okay, thank you.
Great, appreciate it.
Hey, Will. It's Rick. Give me a call. Thanks. Bye.
Said that to me. Now it's not your fault. Because I've just started. And now it's not your fault. It's annoying that it's life. I was a suborn too, so that's just the common frustrating part. I feel better if I barely made it home and lost my phone and keys and didn't remember anyone. And I have a good excuse, but unfortunately I don't. Here's what I said. Life isn't fair. Could be for the time you did drive and you shouldn't have. Love you. Aha, love you too. Okay, here we go. Are both of us.